Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode. I am super excited. Now, y'all, I may be a little late. I've been meaning to post this in February, but it's March. But hey, it's better late than never, right? So, I have this episode I've been sitting on and been meaning to record, but I'm recording it today for y'all. This is part of the Mom Life Unfiltered, but this is about, let's just get into it. So today I want to talk about something that feels really important to name out loud, especially since Black History Month's passed. Black History Month has passed. And we talk a lot about where we come from. We talk about survival. We talk about resilience and all that matters. But today I want to talk about where we're growing. Because at some point, survival has to turn into stewardship. When people talk about wealth in the Black community, you often hear certain paths emphasized: becoming a lawyer, a doctor, going into sports, choosing careers that are seen as stable and respected. And I understand that. I completely get it. But when you start with very little margin, stability isn't optional. It's protection. It's strategy. It's safety. But not everyone is meant to build the same way. Not everyone's story looks like that. And not everyone's timeline moves at that same speed. And that doesn't make their progress less real. There's also something we have to be honest about. When slavery ended, Black people were technically free, but they were not resourced. They weren't given land. They weren't given capital. They weren't given protection. So generation after generation, many of us have had to build from scratch over and over again. That's why wealth building in our community often feels heavier, why one setback can't undo years of progress, why just invest or just save advice doesn't always land. It's not a mindset issue, it's a starting line issue. And this is where I want to pause and say something clearly. There are different ways to build. Some are fast and flashy, some are slow and humbling, but progress is still progress. Paying off debt is progress. Estate planning is progress. Teaching your kids about money early is progress. Giving them knowledge is progress. Choosing peace over burnout is progress. Slow wealth still counts. And wealth is not always money related. It's the skills that you pass down to your children. One of the things I'm most grateful for is being able to say that we are actively changing the trajectory for generations in our family. We homeschool, done our estate planning, our kids are learning about stewardship early. They're building wealth, not just financially, but through education, stability, and intentional systems. And they're not even grown yet. And I'm so proud of us for that. And that matters to me so deeply. Because I don't ever want my children feel like they had to get it out the mud. I know that phrase is common and it's glorified, but not in my lineage now. I know it's often celebrated though, but because suffering should not be a requirement for success. If I can get my kids further than where I started, then I've done my job. I also want to say this clearly. This isn't about judging anyone's path. It's not about saying one way is better than another. It's about building without sacrificing our souls, without worshiping hustle, without glamorizing burnout. It's about wealth as stewardship, not ego. Black history didn't stop at survival. It continues every time a family chooses intention over chaos. Every time we ask questions, every time we research, every time we plan, every time we decide that the next generation deserves more ease than we had. That's not erasing the past, that's honoring it. And that, to me, is what building legacy really looks like. Thank you for listening. And if this episode resonated with you, I hope it reminds you that whatever pace you're building at, it still counts. And until next episode, thank you for listening.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective, or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.